Hi, everybody. Susie O here. I want all of you to go to myalliant.com. That's myalliant.com. And I want you to take the Stay Smart quiz. Are you smart with your money? Are there other things you need to be doing with it? Five simple questions that will let you know, are you smart or do you need to make a move? And what is that move to stay smart? Go on, check it out right after this podcast at myalliant.com. Susie Orman here, and you are listening to the Women in Money podcast. Now, this is not your ordinary money podcast, for there is nothing that I do that is ordinary. So if you want to be the powerful woman that you were born to be in every aspect of your life, then you have come to the right place.
We are strong. We are wise. We will not apologize. We are here. We will thrive. Together we will rise. With a little bit of faith and everything it takes. We are strong. We are wise. Together we will rise. We will rise.
Email after email is coming in. And as you know, I am reading every one of your questions. And here's what I find, I have to say this, so sad. It's almost like I want to say to you, where did your faith go? It's as if you have given up. And you've given up, and the story is almost the same over and over and over again. Yes, there are different locales, different ages, but the story goes like this. I spent my whole life loving him. I worked with him. We accumulated all this money. Everything was great. I actually was making more money than him. I supported him. I made sure that all his dreams could come true. I raised the kids. I did everything. And now I'm alone. And I have to pay him alimony. I have to give him my retirement account. I have to give him all of these things. And here I am, Susie, and I have maybe a few thousand dollars to my name, and I have to start over. And I don't even know how to do that. And I write you back. And I ask you, are you angry? Are you ashamed? Are you fearful? And you write me back and you say, of course I am. I'm so angry. I'm so angry that I wasted my life. And now I'm living with my mother again. Can you even imagine that I had to move back into my home? Or, Susie, I'm living a lie. Of course I'm angry. Do you know, Susie, that I can't even tell my parents that I'm going to be divorcing him because they are these devout Catholics, and as you know, Susie, you cannot get divorced, and I feel like I am disappointing them, so I don't even know what to do, Susie. I mean, I now have heard it all. But it all boils back to that you are angry at yourself, you're ashamed that this has happened, you're fearful, and you don't know what to do. And you only focus on money. And then I always write you back this one question. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. And the question is a very simple one. If you could turn back the hands of time, would you marry him again? And most of the times you say no, or I have to think about it, or yes, I love him. And I've gone through all this. This is podcasts that I've done before, but I obviously need to do it again. You have to have faith. You have to have faith that everything happens for the best. Yes. Everything happens for the best. Even if you lost all your money, you feel like you're wasted 35 years, whatever it may be, you have to have faith. Where did your faith go? Because if you don't have faith that everything happens for the best, you are going to spend the rest of your lives being angry, being afraid, being shameful that you didn't know better, that you should have been a wise woman and you should have recognized the signs and you knew it all along, but yet you didn't want to pay attention because you're a woman. And a woman, you just always take it and you just suffer and you do all of these things. No, you don't. Not anymore. And if you are listening to this podcast and you are 20, 25, and 30, you better be listening to me right now. You better be learning from the women who are 50, 55, 60, 75, and 80 and are writing in and are feeling like they have wasted their lives. Don't you do that to yourselves. Don't you do that. Not on my watch. So you have to have faith. And the name of today's podcast is Have Faith, Everything Happens for the Best. I have said this to you before, and I am going to say it again and again and again. This is not an easy concept to understand. And the concept is that money will teach you more about yourself faster than anything else in this world. I find it fascinating that all the emails that are coming in are focusing on how much money you lost and how you have to start over again. I don't think I've had one that says, I lost the love of my life. Susie, I don't know what to do. My heart is broken because I loved him or her so much. Oh no, that's not what you are saying to me. You're talking to me about money. And here's what I want you to do from this point on. Whenever you write, and maybe you're angry, maybe you're whatever, I want you to write a letter to yourself about what are you angry about? What are you ashamed about? What are you afraid about? I want you to write that letter to yourself. And then everywhere that you put the word money, I want you to substitute it with the word life, my life. Susie, I'm afraid I'm not going to have money. Susie, I'm afraid I'm not going to have my life. I'm not going to know who I am. Money, money, money. I know this show is called Women and Money. But it's using money to teach you about how strong you can be. You just don't even know it. You give up. You just give up. And why do you give up? Where is your fight? Where is your drive? If you saw your child drowning, if you saw your child about to be hit by a car, if you saw anybody about to hurt your child, this rage would come up in you and you would do anything and everything to save your child. But when it comes to you and your life, you just give up. You just stay angry. You just stay afraid. You just stay ashamed. You don't want to fight anymore to get your life back. And then you look at me and you think, oh, well, Susie's always had a great life. Susie never had a fight to get her life back. What do you know about me? Do you have any idea? Really? Of course I had a fight to get my life back. Why do you think that I can talk to you with such passion? Because I've done the exact same thing as you. You think every relationship that I've had was a good relationship? How many times again do I have to tell you that I did not have a good relationship until I was 50 years of age? Until I met KT. What makes you think that I've never lost money and I've never had to suffer for money? Are you kidding me? In 1987, one of my employees ripped me off and it was blah, 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 and I can go on and on. But there was a point there that I had $250,000 of debt and I didn't have any money to my name. I had to move out of this fancy office that I had because I couldn't afford to pay the rent. But I didn't give up. And why didn't I give up? I didn't give up because I had faith that everything happens for the best. If something is happening in your life, I want you, rather than to fight it, I want you to surrender to it. I want you to look at it and think, are these things happening to me because they're a true blessing in disguise? I know I'm going to court all the time. I know I'm spending all of my money on legal fees. I know that everything that's happening, I'm losing my house. I don't have anything. I know all that. And Susie, you're saying to me, you want me to think that's a blessing? Can you tell me what your other choices are? Oh, I'll tell you. Your other choice is for you to stay angry, for you to be sad, for you to be ashamed, for you to be afraid. And when you have those emotions, you then have rendered yourself powerless. And when you are powerless, you repel people. Nobody wants to be around a powerless person. And since people control money, people give you a pay raise, people give you a job promotion, when you are powerless, you repel people. Since people control money, you repel money from you. And you're wondering, what am I going to do? I need to make money. Well, what you're going to do is you are going to have faith that everything happens for the best and to see everything as a blessing. You know, sometimes I got to a point in my life when things were really bad and I would say, okay, God, I know that you are testing me. You're testing me. And you want to see, am I going to lose my faith? And the answer to that is I'm not going to lose my faith, because I have faith in who I am. And I have faith in my ability. And I have faith that if I'm going through something, it's because I need to learn the lesson that I am being taught so that I can be a stronger woman, so I can really experience what true happiness is. You know, one of my greatest tests that I recently just passed was the fact that there was a magazine, a pretty major magazine, that wrote a pretty horrific article about me. Now, normally, years ago, when I would read articles about me that were lies and they were wrong and people were just coming after me, because, you know, people love to build you up, and as soon as you've really hit it big, they love to rip you down. And what really hurt me about this one magazine, or it normally would have hurt me, was it was written by a woman. And I always think to myself, why do women want to attack other women? Why do they want to tear them down? You can never step up if you're stepping down on somebody. But yet, that's what this person did. I want to hear what's so great about it. Not only did I not read more than 3 words of it, I, honest to God, did not care, because I know who I am and I know what I do. And that's the point in life that you want to get to, where no matter what happens, and I know that was a very minor example as to what many of you are going through, but you want to get to the point in your life that no matter what happens, you look at it as a gift from God. You look at it as a blessing. Remember, I was sitting on the Oprah Winfrey Show, very first time I met her, and she said to me, Susie Orman, what is the key to life? And I said, when you can be as happy in your sadness as you are in your happiness, then you know the key to life. And it was in that one line that I know touched Oprah's heart, and she just looked at me and was like, oh, we're going to have to do another show on you. What other choice do you have? Can you tell me that? What other choice? And again, I do realize how painful a divorce can be. I'll never forget the time that somebody came up, and it was a man. He was on a little scooter, a little, not even a wheelchair, like one of these scooters that he was on, and he would push himself with his hands because both of his legs were gone. And I said to him, how did you lose your legs? And he said, oh, I used to be a mechanic and I was working under a car and the car fell on me and cut off both my legs. And I said to him, oh my God, that must have hurt. And you know what he said to me? He said, not as much as when my wife divorced me. Oh, yeah. So I get it. I've gone through it. You've gone through it. But you have got to have faith that everything happens for the best. So I am telling you this because stop writing emails where you have given up. Stop doing that to yourself. It's okay if you want to write me. I just write you back and I tell you what obviously you need to hear. But I don't even want you to be at that point where you have to write an email because you have given up. You can't give up on yourself. You can't give up on your children. You can't give up on the gifts that God is bestowing upon you. Now, this is not about a religious program here. It's about you have to have faith in something. You have to. Otherwise, how do you get through life? How do you do that with all the crazy things that can happen? But the main lesson I want you to understand is that you cannot predict what the future can hold for you. You are never to forget that I did not write my first book till I was 45 years of age. And many of you are writing me in your 30s even, and you think your life is all over. You're never going to get out of credit card debt. And you've just given up. Why have you given up? Why would you give up on yourself? The goal of this podcast is to help make you strong, strong, so you can face anything that comes your way, smart, so that you know how to handle it, and secure, so that you make the right moves, not just with your money, but with your life. And if you have given up on who you are, you will never, ever have the riches of life that are waiting to come your way. So the podcast today is a very simple one. It's my wish for all of you that you have faith and that you know everything happens for the best.
We are strong. We are wise. We will not apologize. We are here. We will thrive. Together.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.